Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Federal police believe they've caught the Australian leader of an international drug ring. A Brisbane man has been charged following a botched 900-kilo cocaine import that led to several bags of the drug washing up on New South Wales beaches. AFP Detective Superintendent Adrian Telfer alleges the 36-year-old ran a major operation.
We believe these drugs were coming from all across the globe. We believe this syndicate was well connected with the global supply chain of prohibited drugs, so we believe they were very well connected.
A 19-year-old charged over a riot that followed the stabbing of a bishop at a Sydney church on Monday has been released on bail. The state's police commissioner, Karen Webb, says they're searching for at least 50 other people believed to have been involved.
A number of people disguised themselves on that night, and we need to know who they are. People in the community know who they are, their families know who they are, and we need to know who they are.
The driver behind a fatal pub crash in Victoria has vowed to fight the charges. The 67-year-old man will face a committal hearing in September. It's alleged he ignored warnings from a diabetic monitoring device when he hit and killed five people last November. More bad press for Woolworths. The supermarket giant has today told a Melbourne court it underpaid staff in Victoria to the tune of $1.24 million between 2018 and last year. It's facing a fine upwards of $10 billion. In sport, Collingwood star Scott Pendlebury could be a surprise inclusion for Saturday's clash with Port Adelaide. Pies coach Craig McRae says the veteran midfielder trained strongly today and is recovering well from fractured ribs.
We'll assess that, how he pulls up, and he's a marvel, his ability to recover and get ready to play. So it might be hard to leave him out, but we'll see how that goes.
And the Bulldogs' Tom Liberatore won't hit the field against St Kilda tonight. The midfielder is on concussion protocol, while Rory Lobb, James Harms and Riley Garcia are in.